This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman.
Welcome to San Francisco.
U.S. President Joe Biden speaking today at the APEC summit at the U.S. state of California.
This is a city of synonymous with innovation and breaking barriers, where collaboration and coming together have always been key to unlocking our potential. It's a city that has been shaped by centuries of deep ties to the Asian Pacific region, by contributions of people of Asian and Pacific Island heritage.
The president is speaking to a group of CEOs meeting as part of APEC Leaders Summit. Argentine presidential candidate Javier Milei closing his campaign. The 53-year-old is now the pollster's narrow favorite to win a runoff election on Sunday against Sergio Massa. His combative stance has been a lightning rod for voter anger in the country's worst economic crisis in decades. Another night of violent clashes with police in Madrid after Pedro Sanchez was elected to another term as prime minister. His Spanish Socialist Workers Party reaching separate deals with a number of regional parties to earn their backing and the votes, including a contentious bill on amnesty for Catalan separatists. That is what the protests are about. Israeli troops carried out building-by-building searches at Gaza's main hospital as new communications blackout in the territory Friday compounded fears for Palestinian civilians trapped inside. They're looking for the Hamas war machine. Hamas is a U.S. designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. Britain's Foreign Secretary David Cameron continued his visit to Ukraine Thursday, his first trip abroad since joining the government as foreign minister on Monday. He traveled to Odessa, the grain port, which has been hit repeatedly by Russian attack. Here's VOA's Jeff Custer.
Cameron, a former prime minister who returned to government in a surprise appointment Monday, said when he arrived in Kyiv Wednesday, he wanted to make the trip to Ukraine his first overseas visit as foreign secretary. On his visit to Odessa, which has become a regular target of Russian missile strikes, Cameron inspected Navy ships with his Ukrainian counterpart, Dmitry Kuleba, and praised Ukraine's recent naval efforts.
And I'm also pleased to be standing on the shore of the Black Sea, where the Ukrainian Navy has had immense success in beating back the Russian Navy and taking far greater control of this vital maritime corridor.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Thousands of picketers are participating in a multi-day strike in the U.S. state of California by scientists. Here's AP's Lisa Dwyer.
California state scientists are in the middle of a three-day strike seeking higher pay. More than 1,000 people gathered in Sacramento to support the action. The union says state scientists are paid 40 to 60% less than professionals in comparable positions doing similar work, which includes creating earthquake warning systems, protecting wildlife, and reducing air pollution. The California Department of Human Resources says it is disappointed by the walkout and that the state continues to bargain in good faith. The strike comes during a big year for labor. Healthcare professionals, Hollywood actors and writers, and auto workers have picketed this year for better pay and working conditions. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The man who broke into former U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's California home last year and attacked her husband with a hammer has been found guilty in court. We get that story from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The jury in San Francisco needed just 8 hours to find David DePapp guilty of attempted kidnapping of a federal official and assault on a family member.
Drop the hammer.
Nope.
Hey.
The attack was caught on police body cam video when they responded to Paul Pelosi's call for help in October of 22. The 43-year-old DePapp had no reaction in court. He had testified he had been intending to hold Nancy Pelosi hostage and break her kneecaps if she lied to him. DePapp, in court, echoed right-wing conspiracy theories. He also faces a state trial on numerous charges. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More news on our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.